Hey, good morning, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. We're trying to get squared away with Christy here. Playhouse family member Christy was interested in talking about doing a breakup with him before the holidays, but having an issue getting around the phone this morning. So I went digging in our podcast just because it's sort of related. Do you remember last year, Jamie, when we made like a 2-minute montage of some of the most awkward breakup moments mm-hmm. from the segment from over the years? I done got and pulled it up, and I thought maybe we could just listen to it while we try to get Christy on the phone.
Yes.
So, and again, you can hear this at Playhouse Podcast, 194.com. This is just, I want to say break up with them before the holidays. Easily 7-8 years worth now. And every year there's probably like 2 to 5 of them. And for Jamie's benefit, just to get her up to speed with some of the awkward moments, I went ahead and put together just like a montage of, it's like 2-3 minutes of some of the most awkward break up with them before the holidays moments. This will be good for you too, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you to enjoy. I do, if memory serves, you got to remember the context of this was a couple years ago for a lot of these. So that's why one of the video game systems that gets acknowledged is extremely obsolete now.
I'm sorry that you were a boyfriend to me, and I'm sorry that you cheated on me, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with the consequences.
You want a wife, you want kids. I don't want to be anybody's wife. I don't want to have kids. This is not, it's not about that. This is personal. I don't want that out of life with anybody.
So you don't want to marry me. We're done. Did I ever propose to you? Like what?
No, but
exactly. You're dumping me on the radio for Christmas. This is a f***ed up way to tell me. You would have been a real woman and told me in person.
I'm done, guys. I'm just done here. I don't want to.
Oh,
be
now you're anymore. Now you're done.
But I have to somehow let you know. I don't see this going. I don't think in the same direction that you do.
You're breaking up with me?
Yeah,
Cody,
I thought
you were going to propose to me.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just don't understand what's wrong. What's wrong with our relationship?
Can I just, I'm sorry, and I know you need the answer to that question. Can I just, I want to clarify, because you mentioned that you thought you might knew what this phone call was about. You didn't think that was what he was going to ask you on the phone here. You didn't think he was going to propose to you on the phone now, did you?
Yeah. I thought that we were going to get engaged over Thanksgiving. It's all I've been talking about. And then to get a random call from a radio station, don't you think that I wouldn't have taken the call if I knew I was getting broken up with? And I'm 31. It's not like I'm young. It's like, how am I going to find someone now? You said that you love me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what you do when someone tells you that they love you. You know, you say it back.
So you don't love me? Just... You don't even love me? Is that what you're saying? I just, what is happening right now?
I just spent more money than I would ever want to even admit making sure I could get you a PlayStation 4. The one thing I knew you would appreciate for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I've been thinking a lot about things lately. And when you told me the other day that you wanted me to go to your big family Thanksgiving, it really hit me. And it's just so much more serious than what I'm looking for, baby. I don't know. I kind of
we don't have to go there for Thanksgiving. We don't have to go there for Thanksgiving if you'd rather see your family.
Merry Christmas.
Baby, I've banged like 4 girls since I've been with you.
Surprise! Merry Christmas.
If anyone out there wants a PlayStation 4, I have one I'll be throwing out of my window when I get home.
So you get the idea. It's so uncomfortable. Why did he keep calling her baby?
I don't know.
If you're breaking up with somebody. All right, you guys got Christy ready to go? So, Christy, you're thinking of being one of those people that walks away from something in the middle of the holiday season. Can you kind of roll through who this guy is and why you're thinking you got to be done?
Well, so this is like a really awkward situation. So I've been seeing Dylan we've only been seeing each other casually for a few weeks, so it's not even anything serious yet. And so this past weekend, I was just telling him about how excited I was for Thanksgiving and seeing my family.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, me too. And like started talking about what kinds of things family does each year and how happy he is to be dating someone who has family here in Fargo because his family lives so far away. Now, I didn't say anything at the time because I just didn't know what to say. But he basically just invited himself to my family Thanksgiving and assumed himself into our family Thanksgiving. Like, you know, I mean, we've only hung out probably half a dozen times.
So, and you don't want him at your family Thanksgiving?
No, we've only been on like 6 or 7 dates, you know, like I don't think he should, we're in the position to be going to each other's family Thanksgiving. And it's very awkward and weird that he would already position himself and invite himself and think like he's invited.
Are you sure you never like mentioned like you can come if you want, like you didn't invite him at all?
I did not invite him at all. I was just simply just having pillow talk, just telling him I'm super excited to see my family, and he just invited himself along.
So do you want to have us call and, you know, you actually break up with the guy, or do you just want us to clarify that you don't want him at Thanksgiving?
At this point, I'm just kind of done with everything. I just want to break up with him because, I mean, we weren't even necessarily in a full committed relationship. Like I said, it's been super casual. But because he made this so awkward and weird and just, like, invited himself, like, I don't even want to be with him anymore or, like, continue on whatever this was.
All right. We will help you kind of just deliver that information here in about 3 minutes, okay?
Thanksgiving.
Y94. Playhouse in the morning. Y94, 7:35 in the morning. If you're familiar with Break Up With Them Before the Holidays, it's a segment here on the show where somebody in the Playhouse family basically says, you know what, I'm in a relationship that definitely does not have what it needs to go into something as serious as the holiday season and continue. And so they just walk away from it, and we kind of help break the ice with the person and get through the hard part of the conversation and just assist in that. So we've been chatting with Christine, if you missed it, basically, fairly cut and dry, almost like a dry turkey. She described that she's in a situation where they've only kind of been casually hanging out, her and this Dylan guy. And she said something the other day about, oh, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving food. I can't wait to see my family, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, me too. It's great to be dating somebody that has family in the area. Mine's far away. And she's like, I didn't invite you. So there's that misunderstanding. And then that's been enough for her to just kind of think, yeah, maybe I'll just be done altogether. So I'm going to kind of assist in that. Dylan, do you hear us okay?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
All right. So I don't know what Amy explained to you before she threw you on hold here, but I'm going to go ahead and just kind of break through the hardest part of this conversation. So just to introduce ourselves, Y94 Morning Playhouse, myself, Zero, Jamie, Amy in studio. And we've been chatting with Christy, who you know quite well. You've been dating her a little bit. The segment, though, is I think you're going to get an idea where this is headed when I tell you. It's called Break Up With Them Before the Holidays. And Christy's reached out to us, and she feels that you kind of assumed yourself into her plans with her family for Thanksgiving. She doesn't feel like you were ever actually invited. You just sort of assumed you were going. And as such, that kind of acted as, I think, the first domino that knocked all over the other dominoes that has tipped her off to the fact that she thinks you guys just aren't on the same page and she would like to end your relationship. Does that make sense to you that you kind of invited yourself to the holiday at all? Do you remember that conversation?
She did invite me. I don't really understand why she's claiming she didn't invite me. I don't understand why she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. It just doesn't really make any sense here.
All right, and
well, I mean, Dylan, I never insinuated or invited you. We were literally just talking about how excited I was to see my family Thanksgiving, and you literally invited yourself, especially during this time. Like, it's coronavirus right now. Now is not the time to be bringing anybody home for Thanksgiving. I and the fact that you would invite yourself or think that is, like, really weird and awkward to me, and I don't even want to continue on because of that. It's, like, super weird, and I think we should just leave it at that.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. I guess I could just, you know, we could hang out this week, and I could do something else tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but I just think it's kind of crappy that, you know, you let me know now. You kind of, all weekend long, I thought we had, all week you've been telling me, you know, that we were going to go there, and now you're, like, the very last minute just kind of bailing out on me. I just don't really think that's
again,
right.
I mean, it was so awkward at first, so, you know, I should have nipped it in the bud right then and there, but I never invited you. I never said we. I was always talking about myself. I don't know how you inserted yourself. Super weird.
Well, and I want to make sure that we're having the same conversation, Dylan. And I feel awful being the one that says this, but you know, you're talking about having other plans and this, that, and the other. She doesn't want to date anymore. And I don't know if that's been made clear by Christy or us. She thinks it's better you guys just aren't even dating.
Yes, I mean, I had fun, you know, don't get me wrong. But it was just something so weird and awkward happening so early in the relationship. Like, you know, I don't feel right continuing on. And at this point, I think it's best we just go our separate ways.
Wait, just... You know, I want to recap here. You did invite me to Thanksgiving for your family. I guess you just, for some reason, changed your mind and you want to break up because I agreed to go to your family's house. I mean, you did invite me. I don't really understand this. I'm really confused.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't want to say you're delusional, but I never invited you. Like, I never invited you, Dylan. Again, like, and the fact that you... Even if I did invite you, the fact that you would agree after 6 days is super weird. But I didn't invite you. You invited yourself, making it even weirder and awkward. And it just made me feel uncomfortable. And we just need to leave it where it's at.
You know, Dylan, we've done this segment for a while now, unfortunately. It's always super awkward. But if I've learned anything, it's that family has a way and holidays have a way of making relationships a lot more serious than they were previously. And just the idea of you being there at her family, I think probably just put in perspective where she was and where you are in this relationship. And you were more in than she was. And it's not fair to you to be in a relationship with somebody where that's the case.
I don't know. It doesn't really sound like that to me. I mean, I think it's just funny that I'm a dude. I'm getting a call from a woman who's basically saying they're not dating. They're just talking. That's the way I'm kind of seeing it here.
Well, I mean, I'm not diminishing what we had. I wouldn't say we were just only f***ing. I did enjoy my time with you. But this Thanksgiving thing was just very
you're
awkward.
Making, like, you don't even want to like see me at all anymore? Or like, I don't, or totally break up? Or I don't really know what I did.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, like, this like, you know, this really put a lot of perspective for me. And I guess it made me realize that maybe you were moving faster than I wanted, or... It just didn't make me comfortable, and I don't want to move forward. I'm sorry.
You know, I think at this point we're just kind of re-delivering the same information to you, Dylan, but that is the message here, is that she's just not interested.
Well,
I do personally...
It is what it is, but it just doesn't sound like the truth. I mean, this is really strange, because she did invite me, and...
And either way,
a good connection there. I don't really understand the whole thing.
And you guys could go in circles with that until the end of time. But either way, you're not doing yourself a favor in a relationship like this with somebody. So just, you know, trying to have yourself a good holiday, man. And don't dwell on this, because if anything, you should be thankful for, and both of you should be thankful for, this situation wasn't working and it's done. And you guys can just kind of get out of it here.
Exactly. That's all I wanted. No hard feelings. Just to leave it where it's at.
All right, well, guys. We appreciate
you're
it.
Right.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well, have a good Thanksgiving. I totally think she invited him to that Thanksgiving, just so we're clear.
He sounded so sad. I feel bad. He sounds so nice.
Yeah. I want to invite him to Thanksgiving.
yours.
He might think he's already invited. Yeah.
But not your parents.
That's true.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if she actually did invite him and then changed her mind. I can't really decide. In a couple of minutes here on the show, Love Doctor's on the way. Also, we're going to make our own Hallmark movie again at the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20 this morning. Prize Thief.
So wake me up.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
You morning people.
You're waking up with the Playhouse on Y94.